them days, water wasn't even handy. Not always. Sometimes you'd have to. One place we lived, our water, our well played out, and we had to go to a spring in the pasture.
Yes, ma'am.
And they had to tow our clothes over to the pasture and wash, you know. And then go over and heat your water and then wash them, and then tow your clothes back to the house after you got dry.
Mm.
That was a mess. That's before we come in.
You got some exercise, didn't you?
You really got some exercise. People then, they got exercise with everything.
Mm.
People don't do like they used to. They used to set up milk 7 or 8 cows every morning and 7 or 8 at night. Now, wasn't that crazy?
Mm.
Like anybody wanted all that milk.
Yeah.
And give it to the hogs now. Give it to the hogs.
Give the milk to the hogs?
Give the hogs the milk. That's what I've done.
Mm.
Well, we didn't use very much of it, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
They had to give it to something, and the hogs got it.
Hmm.
And when it could turn them calves and the pasture, and let the calves got it, you know.
Hmm.
We finally learned to do that, but we like to never learn it.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have to work out in the field very much?
I never did work in the field very much.
Did you say you had some brothers?
I had four.
Four brothers. Right. I guess they did the work in the field.
Well, not, they never did much either. Because when they got grown, they got jobs and went to work.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, after they got grown, they were doing their work home much more.
Mm-hmm. You had the colored people doing the field work mostly?
Well, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy was a terrible worker. Now he's going to work.
Yes,
sir. I never did work much in the field.
Put on that fire in the fireplace, was there usually a kind of an open area right in front of the fireplace?
Yeah, you'd have to have it loose, you know, so it'd burn good.
Mm-hmm.
It would burn good, but the air would come into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd throw that heat out all over the whole house.
Mm-hmm. Was there kind of a bricked area right in front?
Yeah, bricked. Mm-hmm. It was all bricked under that.
Yes, ma'am.
All of it was bricked. And you had to get out those ashes, you know,
mm-hmm.
all the time, keep them dipped out so that it would burn good.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was whoever made the forage and taking the ashes out.
Yes, ma'am. Did that place in front of the fireplace have a name, that open area?
No.
Didn't call it the hearth? Or
just
hearth.
The hearth. Hearth.
Big hearth?
Hearth.
Oh, I see. What was that for?
I reckon it was to keep the fire from falling all on the floor, you know.
Oh, from popping out?
From popping out on the floor.
I see.
Because mm-hmm. you had to watch that.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You had to burn your house up, you know.
Mm.
If it rolled down or anything, you had to get to it right then.
Yes, ma'am.
You had to watch all that.
Did people have a name for the big piece of wood that they burned in the fireplace?
Backsticks.
Mm.
They call them backsticks.
Mm.
Old big backsticks. They put on big backsticks and then the little ones come in the front, you know.
Yes, sir.
And that old big backstick would hold a long time.
Would it burn all night?
Yeah, supposed to. Most of them did. It'd hold all night.
Mm.
If it was green, it would hold all night.
Did you usually have a place right above the fireplace where you could put pictures or stuff like that?
Yeah, a mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
At a mantel.
Okay. You know, when you burned a lot of wood in your fireplace, did you get this black stuff that collect on the inside?
Well, yeah, it would collect that. You had to wipe it off every day
mm-hmm.
to keep it away from that.
Yes, ma'am.
It was nasty, I'll tell you that.